Hey, Anchor, I'm guided by a lot of things that young people do. So I work with a youth media team and they tell me things about technology I hadn't seen coming around the corner. I have a 6-year-old in the house who talks to the kitchen counter because that's where a small little dot sits. He can ask the dot questions. He asks the dot to make farts and to play music. And now has it in his mind that his music selection options will be greater if Santa Claus brings him a subscription to the Amazon Music service. It's all about spatial computing to me, being able to tell your car where to go, or in our case, simply tell the living room what kind of music to play or what kind of light to show. Hey, here's how this works. So I'm looking at my little dot. It's made by Amazon, and we'll ask it something. Alexa, ask Spreaker for Bernie Goldbach.
Starting episode, seriously impressed with Spreaker. Say next or previous to navigate.
I'm really impressed with Spreaker Studio.
Alexa, stop. And then you can ask it for
Okay.
can ask it for what's going on right now. So you're on Anchor right now, and the name of the show is Making, Creating, Sharing, I think. So let's see. Alexa, ask Spreaker for Making, Creating, Sharing.
Starting episode, when pressure is bullying. Say next or previous to navigate.
Hey Anchor, how about this?
So the point is that I want to be where people can ask me just by name, and I want to start this speaker thing. That's what I'll be doing today. Moving content over there. You can find me already if you use Spreaker just by asking your Amazon Echo to find me. I'm Bernie Goldbach. That's Dylan. Bye for now.
Bernie, hi. I want to get going on this Spreaker shared account, and I've been so caught up in other things that I kind of parked all the information that I needed, and now I can't find it. So, in order to get this collaborative Spreaker account working, what do I need to do? Can you just send me any means at all you like, a summary of the key things I have to do? I want to get it going, and I want to get Ray Renati also on there as soon as possible. I'd like to get a collaboration back on the road in the next couple of days.
Paul, you got me in the crosshairs of doing some stuff which the workflow from the past. For the people listening in casually right now, we're just blindly stumbling along trying to say, well, can we get to the end game? So yeah, I'll do some test case practice things here, and we'll bring something up as a group effort, because as we know, that people that get the greatest respect or the greatest feedback on Anchor, they have conversation, they have discussion, they have people interested in what they're talking about, and it all starts with a group dynamic. I mean, Anchor's done a good job with that. Audioboo did a good job that way before, and so that was super idea. So yeah, let me get my ducks lined up and test a few things. It'll take well, as fast as a few hours, but it definitely was going to take several weeks to get stuff back to where it was before with a group audio effort. But it's worth doing, isn't it? It's fun. This group work is fun. It's an inherent peer review process, especially if you have different languages represented, or different nationalities represented, or different genders represented. It has to be that sense of inclusivity and diversity. So let's start with the poet Glenn Meyer, and a director in Palo Alto, and an education technologist, and searching for life in County Tipperary. This will be good. It'll be a simple start, and we'll see where it goes. stay tuned. I'm going to make this public because I know there are other people listening to this trying to figure out, okay, what is the game on Anchor, or what was the game on Audioboo, or what is my game on Podbean? You know, people have different things set aside time-wise and workflow. Making content which others may not ever hear. What's clever for me is knowing that in my pocket, in my purse, in the car, I can actually make content that others will listen to. Powered by plumbing that's really, really efficient. It really is. RSS, really efficient. Webhooks, really efficient. The iTunes network, very efficient. The voice-powered Alexa search system, very, very, very efficient. I'm going to tie all these things together and maybe monetize something on the back of it. Who knows? For me, the group dynamic itself makes it worthwhile. So I'm getting started working with Spreaker today, seeing can I tie together a few voices. Stay tuned for details. In the meantime, if you have a mechanism to listen, that is to say something listens to you when you shout commands across the room, ask Alexa. Tell Alexa, hey Alexa, ask Spreaker for Bernie Golbach and see where you go. Or ask Spreaker for making, creating, sharing. Because that's what we're doing here. We're making, we're creating content, and we're sharing it. First on Anchor, and then across to where you can find it online. Using a voice command with your home assistant. I love this kind of voice-powered spatial computing universe that we're going into. I think it's special. And I want my kids to know how to populate it. How to use it, how to critique it. I'm Bernie, I'm making, I'm creating, I'm sharing, and thanks for listening. Bye for now. It's Sunday in October, it's the 22nd. In year-wise, it's 2017. I'm talking to you from Clonmel County, Tipperary, Ireland, where I can see the top of the mountains. Yes, even the top of the farthest Comora Mountains, that would be brown. The nearest mountains are green and lined with pine trees, some of which will be good enough for Christmas. I feel good because it's only 10 o'clock in the morning on a Sunday, and I had a brain fart about syntax on a website, and I figured it out. It's been bugging me for about 3 weeks. So Brett Bell, you know how I feel. Andrew Brown, I'm certain you know how I feel as well. Figuring out what was making something malfunction. I'm stuck with a template system where I'm working, so I had to think what the template wasn't doing and then bang some stuff in to a higher priority place. And now things work. It involves a persistent cookie, and it's all part of this migration to Spreaker issue that I'm going through. Because you can't just have audio. You just can't have video. You can't just take really good pictures, and you can't just write well. You actually have to make something that has well-designed elements, bringing together all those media properties. Where I teach in the Limerick Institute of Technology, it's called immersive media design. Yeah, and you have to be creative sometimes with the code elements that make it truly immersive. In my case, I want to immerse sound in the audio landscape of my life. There's some code to that. There's some quality content to that. And there's some high production values in that. It's all part of what we teach. And it's all part of the ethos that I'm following, migrating some content from where you're listening to me here on Anchor to where I want to live over there on Spreaker. I'll still have an Anchor account, I'm sure. But as we know, stuff starts to get pricey when the guys who invested in a startup ask for money back. So I'll migrate my stuff already so I can anticipate the day, probably several years away, where what I'm doing on Anchor will cost me. Theoretically, it will be bedded down and ready for that to happen. And maybe some of the half dozen people who listen to me daily over here will migrate over there. Or they'll just download through a podcatcher stuff that I say. I'm Bernie, I'm making and creating and sharing. You can find that by asking Alexa. Alexa, ask Spreaker for making, creating, sharing. If you've listened, you know what this does.
Episode, when pressure is bullying. Same next or previous to navigate.
So you can go back in my anchor flow and you can hear the same thing. When pressure is bullying. It just came in automatically to Spreaker. And then I go over there and clip some stuff off. Add my own pre-rolls and outros. It's part of a workflow that I'm training students to do on a youth media team. Got to get back to work now. Thanks for listening. I'll make this part of an episode talking about you have to know how to do some elements of code if you're going to make sure that everything rolls in together. Otherwise, you're stuck with a template, which works for a lot of people, but sometimes you need more than just a template. I'm Bernie. I'm making, I'm creating, I'm sharing. Bye for now. For those who are you guys, the four or five people who are following my stuff on Spreaker, migrating content towards Spreaker from Audioboo, from Inside View, and from Anchor, we've had a nice day for weather in Ireland, which means since I can see all the mountains, that means I can also see the top of my shed. My shed's got some water damage. I'm trying to repair it. I'm using towels, and I lifted part of the shingle, the felt shingle, up. I've got to get that in place. So we're putting a pause point on the Spreaker conversion because of the weather. So nice weather. Wishing Paul Manny luck by proxy down in Cork. Nice day down there too, I'm sure. And the big observation is there's a naming convention you got to be concerned about if you migrate stuff towards Spreaker, because as you might know, Spreaker responds to voice-activated Alexa commands. So I found out Bernie Goldbach works, and making, creating, sharing works when I ask voice-activated search mechanisms that look for those pieces of content. Eileen Smith has some issues with her name and her spoken content naming convention. Let's hear what she has to say.
Hey, Bernie, it's Eileen, and I had this issue with Spreaker and the Alexa. I'm sorry if I said that word. The Amazon device app. And not recognizing my name. Now, I don't know if it's because of the way my show is set up in Spreaker. So, for example, my username is Eileen. My URL for my podcast is The Eileen Show, even though the title of the podcast is Miss Eileen Speaks. Now, granted, most languages will never pick up the spelling of my name as the pronunciation of Eileen. So I don't know if there's something else that I can do to make sure my Spreaker podcast is found on that Amazon device. Alexa. Thanks, Bernie.
Elaine, I looked a couple different ways. Miss Elaine Speaks is what iTunes thinks you are, and I'm pretty sure that's what Spreaker thinks you are. You can have a look on the Spreaker dashboard that shows you the RSS customization or the RSS title. I guess it might depend upon the account that you're on. On mine, I can see what iTunes thinks the name of the show is, and I use those words to find myself. Surprisingly, I can find myself as Bernie Goldbach, not Bernie Sanders, but Bernie Goldbach shows up when I ask Alexa, ask Spreaker for Bernie Goldbach. I guess it's the command is what the name of the thing, her name, and then ask Spreaker. Yeah, I think it's ask Spreaker for Bernie Goldbach. It'll work. I'll check it out again. It'll find that. It'll find making, creating, sharing. Two different podcasts. And now I'm thinking, all right, I should probably move everything I have into those two categories, into those two shows, because they're findable now. Why mess with them? The one's being imported from Anchor, but I think I can add to those as well. I'm going to check it out on Spreaker. Brett, if you're listening, you can tell me if that's true. Can I take a current show that's based on an RSS import, and can I make it into something? Can I add to it? I think I can. But anyway, it doesn't understand Eileen by itself, or Miss Eileen, or Eileen Speaks, or Eileen Smith. It wants to give me the word line. And I'm saying it like this, Eileen. So I'm going to try It's your girl Eileen, and see what happens. But it's not coming through the way I do it. And I don't know what to recommend. Except to say, have a look at the dashboard in Spreaker and see what it is telling Alexa and telling iTunes what you are. I think the plan you're on will let you see your RSS customization. Good luck. Alexa, ask Spreaker for Miss Eileen Speaks.
Sorry, I haven't found any podcasts named Eileen Speaks.
Alexa, ask Spreaker for Eileen Smith.
I didn't understand the podcast's name. Please try again.
Alexa, ask Spreaker for Eileen Smith.
Sorry, I haven't found any podcasts named Line Spotify.
God. Okay, Alexa, ask Spreaker for It's Girl Eileen, It's Girl Eileen.
Sorry, I haven't found any podcasts named Girl Eileen Eileen.
At least she got her name right. Oh gosh, sorry Eileen. That's me, Bernie, the American with a mid-Atlantic accent in Ireland, talking to my kitchen tabletop dot. How about this? Alexa, ask Spreaker for making, creating, sharing.
Sorry, I haven't found any podcasts named Creating Sharing.
Alexa, ask Spreaker for making, creating, sharing.
Starting episode, when pressure is bullying. Same next or previous to navigate.
How about that? It finds me. Got to work on this. Searchable by phrase, spoken by mid-Atlantic citizens. It's a worthwhile thought space, I'm telling you that. We've got to solve the Eileen Smith podcast problem. We definitely have to. So, the day has not been unproductive here in County Tipperary, Ireland. I started off saying the night before that I would configure something that involves a collaborative work with audio loggers. Haven't done it. Instead, I fobbed off having to spend 3 hours in the hospital, so my son slammed his fingers in our front door and he's lacerated them and there's good just blood I just cleaned off the floor. He was spurting. I don't think there's no archery in your finger, but boy, was he loud. Scared the cat. The part of the floor is pink now, even though I've scraped it up and got to steam it. So, but I've put the felt back on the shed. That's important. The roof is, I don't think the roof's going to last more than 3 years because it's got significant water damage to it. If we stay here in this house, I'll probably make a big investment in a steel shed. One you can actually live in. I'm teasing my wife about it because you can actually occupy space in Ireland. As long as the object has wheels in the bottom or concrete blocks in the bottom, you don't need planning permission for it. So I could plumb and light, power and heat, an outdoor fixture, and you could live there as a granny flat. I'm getting off the topic. I make this because I want to make this short segment into something that deals with the idea of bringing together audio blogging for a group effort. In a sense, that's what Anchor is. It's like a bunch of people getting together. Occasionally, they use the interview feature, they comment back and forth and call in and all that. I'm looking at how spoken word and transcribed words and searchable content that right now I can shout at Alexa and find. So everything I'm saying now, if you had Alexa at home, you could tell her to use Spreaker to find, make, create, and share. And what you're hearing now will appear in one of the episodes. So I know that whatever I do, if it's going to have any kind of importance,
years later, if my kids want to look at it, or immediately if my students want to leverage it and learn to make money with it, it has to have more than just the vanity image or the swish 30-second video or the riveting prose put online as a blog post. That stuff all has to come together. And so I'm looking at a chart now that has peaks and valleys in it of an online web presence that I've had. And it's just nuts. There's no way that it should have peaks and valleys like the peaks and valleys that I'm looking at. And that's good it does have that, because I can give the image, that graph, to my students and say, why is that happening? What caused that to happen? There's a structural reason why it happened. When making audio for people to hear on the internet, if you're not making something that 1,000 people a day download and listen to, you're not making enough to kind of monetize. I mean, that's the rate card. The rate card's based on getting paid probably between 40 and 70 bucks per 1,000. You need about 1,000 downloads a day. 1,000 listens on Anchor, that doesn't translate to 1,000 downloads of segments. It's the podcast function of Anchor that counts most. Sure, the social part where we talk back and forth, we scrub through a pinwheel and look at the leaderboard and do that kind of stuff, that's important accessorizing of the experience. But what's important is knowing you're on a trend line, the trend line's moving up, and you have regulars that come by as your golden circle, and they fund you. They pay you to do it. So I'm looking at some of the hierarchy of data and some of the back-end structure. It'll snap it all together, and you'll be able to hear voices in unison every day of the week, a different voice, explaining cool stuff that you may want to listen to. And on the back of that, there'll be some kind of revenue model. It'll just naturally evolve. I'm Bernie. I make, I create, I share this kind of stuff. You can find me on all good audio networks by asking for makers and sharers and creators. Bye for now.
Hey, Bernie, Eileen again. I got a little confused with what you just explained because you mentioned iTunes. And I was talking about Spreaker. So my Spreaker podcast isn't in iTunes. However, it is in Spreaker. It's in the Spreaker directory. And so that's how I thought I would be found when you use those commands, Spreaker, play, or listen to, or whatever, Eileen. So I don't know why I'm having all these problems, probably because I have two versions of Miss Eileen Speaks. The one that is in iTunes is through Libsyn. And I don't think Libsyn is connected with that Amazon device that you have. I'm not sure. So, anywho, thank you so much for taking the time and all the trouble that my ILE causes those apps. Bye.
Eileen, I think iTunes is the master map. You know, years ago, Apple bought into the idea of RSS enclosures, and it led on to being able to download podcasts. I think Apple Script, I think, was used first as the initial plumbing behind it. Back in the day, I remember Dave Weiner and Adam Curry talking about it. I used to follow Morning Coffee Notes. So, to test your theory about iTunes and Spreaker and Alexa, I made a podcast called Mia Speaks. Mia Speaks is the podcast name. It contains some of the stuff that Mia talks about. You can actually hear Alexa in the background talking to me. Thanks for not invoking her name as I was listening to you. Hope I didn't trigger your device. But I'm pretty sure Apple's iTunes descriptors and the schema used by iTunes to pipe things into directories with content, with descriptions, and so forth, all that is the underlying UML or XML used by Spreaker and then by Amazon Alexa to make spoken searching possible for the new Spreaker task that Alexa uses. So, there you have it. I think this is true because your experience sort of validates it. And so does me setting up a podcast for my daughter that's not been discovered by Spreaker's infusion of code to iTunes. I'll give it a week or so. I think within about a week, it should be findable under the Amazon ecosystem. Let's see. On another note, it would appear that my mid-Atlantic accent makes it difficult for Amazon to decipher whether you're Eileen or Align. I don't know. Something's wrong with the way it's parsing my vowels. Thanks for calling in. Hope your Saturday, Sunday, weekend, and now Monday is brilliant. You deserve that. Bye for now.
Bernie, I want to make, create, and share via Spreaker. Now, I want to make the audio, I want to record the audio on Voice Recorder Pro, and I want to then take it from there to Spreaker. I want to get back into the regular routine that I used to have, that every week Culture Time was uploaded on a specific day, and that I can continue to add to the body of work, which is Culture Time. And I want to be able to listen to The Green Room every week in the same place, and other stuff as well.
Paul, I'm running behind. Show my ducks lined up tomorrow again. I have a major issue regarding some student work that I have to get through. Day starts early tomorrow. On the road by before 8 o'clock. Don't get home until after 8 o'clock. So I have to focus on that. I want to sleep tonight. Talk later. Good show. Impromptu Tabletop Expert yourself.